This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back. BetQL Daily right here on the BetQL Network. Joe O, Joe G, Aaron Hawksworth with you on a Tuesday presented by BetMGM. It's time for Lightning Bets, our favorite plays for today. We already started off the air, our Survivor discussion that we'll have on the air tomorrow. We are having... I feel like the first 3 weeks we've been in mostly agreement. We've all kind of seen the same light. I'm not sure this week. We're going to have a tough one to try to stay alive in our show Survivor contest. We'll do that tomorrow here on the show. Joe, what are you betting on today?
It's brutal. If you use the Packers, this is hard. I don't know what's it. I'm kind of thinking I wish I didn't use the Bengals with everything. Paul brought that up, but he's kind of right. It's a really good spot, but whatever. I don't know what we're going to do. That'll be an interesting conversation.
We're going to win again is what we're going to do.
That's right. That's exactly it. We're moving on.
With which team? What are we doing?
Tomorrow. We got to save our material for tomorrow.
But I'm not ruining any material because I don't have anything right now. I'm talking about Mitch Trubisky. What the hell? No?
It's just going to get pulled at halftime. We can't do that.
Let's go with the London game. Get it out of the way. Do it in the morning.
That's too much stress early in the morning. 9:30 a.m. I'm stressing cousins in London.
Haven't even had coffee and grape nuts yet.
Yeah, please. Let me settle in.
Does your routine change on the weekends? Because we know you got the grape nuts. You're making dinner in the morning. Does it change? You're not making dinner in the morning?
No, and I will have different things for breakfast. Like
wifey's on dinner duty, or what are we doing for dinner on the weekend at the Jillian household?
Well, we can just cook at a normal time. Doesn't have to be
hamburger helper.
Okay.
Yeah.
They still make that? Is that still a thing?
Okay, so...
That's
so
disrespectful to Joe G.
I did purchase Hamburger Helper recently. I don't know why. Oh my God, it was so bad.
Well, you eat Slim Jims, so it doesn't surprise me.
I haven't had Slim Jims in a couple weeks. It was... I'm like, I liked this as a kid. I don't know if the product has changed. I threw it right
the
in
product.
The garbage. I had to throw it out. It was so bad.
Just really quick, I made a cauliflower pizza last night that looked like someone threw up like on a flat pan. It was so disgusting. I threw it away.
Did the you taste make yourself look like it was a frozen one that you heated up?
It was a frozen one, and right. It did not look appetizing. I would rather go to bed hungry than eat that. It was straight into
my wife's garbage. Made those. I'm like, get that trash out of here. It's terrible. But you've had good ones probably in restaurants, right? No?
Yeah. Trader Joe's makes a really good one.
Yes. Yeah, it doesn't look that bad. They have all kinds of stuff. Now, like, Domino's has, like, feta pizzas. My wife's like, do you want a feta from Domino's? I'm like, no. What?
I just don't understand why chains try to go away from, like, dance what brought you, what right? You go to your strength.
Yes.
Yeah, let Trader Joe's make the cauliflower pizza. You make Pizza Hut pizza. Like, what are we doing?
Yeah, nobody. I did try it over the summer. They had, like, a chicken Alfredo pizza. It was not horrible. Somebody told me it was good. It was actually pretty good. But anyways, yeah, you're right. Like, feta? Cheese? Spinach and feta? Like, your Domino's. Stop it. All right. I can't believe I'm here. But I've talked myself into the Cleveland Browns having a very good season. They should be 3-0. The schedule is really light over the next month. And the thing with them is we know how strong the O-line is and the defense. And I'm banking on Myles Garrett being okay. Did you guys see his Porsche? Like, how is he okay after,
I know,
after
that, that thing.
Car wreck?
That was really bad.
And they didn't say, they said he's okay, but non-life-threatening type of thing. But, like, he still might be out of sorts, right?
Exactly. Like the hospital can release you because you're not dying, but that doesn't mean he's 100% to, you know, be back in the building and start playing again.
Assuming health, assuming he's okay, I like some of these numbers that are available. I'm surprised the win total is only 8.5 with a 2-1 start and a light schedule coming up, and you're going to get Deshaun Watson for a month, month and a half, which he might go through some of these Russell Wilson struggles that we're seeing right now. But
sure.
But he's still an upgrade over Brissett, right? Over that version of Deshaun Watson, you'd still would think there's an upgrade. And then looking at the division numbers at 2-1, should be 3-0. They're the third favorite. Feels like nobody's betting on them. Plus 375. To win the division. Ravens defense is terrible. I don't expect them to get better. You have to lay minus 125 for them. The Bengals, I have questions about them. They're the second favorite. Steelers are out of the mix, and then the Browns are just sitting there. That's how I landed on it. Plus 375, like them for the division. I'm going to take a flyer on them to win the Super Bowl as well at 50-1. So, yeah, I see some value here in the Browns. And, you know, should I do Arthur Smith?
Yeah, why not? It's Tuesday.
So question. They're going head-to-head this week. Should you save one?
I know.
Like, should you wait for Smith till next week? Or you just want to play both?
What if they win? I'm going to hold off. I'll have more player stuff and coach of the year look tomorrow. Just start. Can they make the playoffs? Do you think they can? Can they be second best in that division?
We kept saying all summer, someone in the NFC South is going to, by accident, be second. Now, the Saints were the assumption. They look bad. Carolina doesn't look very good. Maybe it's the Falcons. They've impressed me the most of those three teams with the way they've played. They should have beat the Saints week one.
I'm doing it. Yeah, they've impressed us every game so far this season. And the NFC, the bottom of the NFC for the playoff picture, it's kind of wide open. And it's the only one that has any value at 50-1. So, yeah, I'm going to say Arthur Smith. Coach of the year.
All right. I'm up. I'm doing it. Jags plus 6.5. I know the Jags are not a big public team, but on this show, they are not flying under the radar. Joe G pointed it out. DVOA statistics, they look really good. Trevor Lawrence is flourishing with this new head coach. Happy to see them overcome the Urban Meyer era. So I know the Eagles are a really good team, but I like the Jags and what they're doing. It's one of the bigger spreads on the card this week. So Jags plus 6.5.
I'm up. Here's what I got. I'm going to put the Lions in right now. I missed the best number when I wanted to take them against Washington because I waited. I think you're already getting the discount because of the injuries. It's 4.5. If the injuries come back the other way, if they have an offensive lineman back or someone feels better, I think this goes back up from where it is now. It opened at 6.5. I like the Lions this week at home against the Seahawks, minus 4.5. And then I promise you guys I have a future on the Heisman race that I haven't told you about. I have a new guy.
Yeah.
So I was reading this morning the Heisman straw poll, the latest one out at The Athletic. Mm-hmm. I could give you guys 10 guesses on who's number 2 in the voting behind C.J. Stroud, and you would not get it because it's not a quarterback. It's not a wide receiver. It's not a running back. Okay. It's not a defensive player. Brock Bowers, the tight end at Georgia, is number 2 right now in the Heisman straw poll. You could find him at 100-1. 100-1 right now. I one book, you couldn't even find him. He's not even listed. But I found him at 100-1 this morning. He has he's averaging 18.4 yards a catch. He has 3 rushing touchdowns. They sort of use him in the rushing game too. He's a monster. He's a first-round pick in the NFL. He plays on a high-profile team. They're probably going to win every game. I think Atlanta Journal-Constitution had an article about him in the Heisman race a couple of days ago. I feel like it's out there now. I don't think the number stays at 100 for very long if he keeps playing well. 100-1, Brock Bowers. Maybe this is a cash out. Like, maybe I'm out of this if he goes to 20-1. But whatever. 100-1 is a crazy number. I'll take it.
I see a bunch. Everybody has 100 right now. That's what I'm seeing.
A couple books, it wasn't up this morning. I wonder if they followed suit because I saw it in one place this morning. So 100-1, Brock Bowers. I couldn't believe he was second in that poll. I was like, oh, what?
Wow.
Yep.
I'm in.
All right, I'm something. In. Aaron's in. Jake, yes. What do you got for us today?
was not expecting that quick of a pivot. I'm here. What's up?
what are you doing?
I thought that Heisman conversation was going to go a little bit longer.
Well, I want to make sure there's time.
I was like,
there's not much time left.
The show's over in like 2-3 minutes.
Yeah. I want to give Joe G his platform. All right, I'll burn through them real quick. First five, under 3.5, Rays and Cleveland. Kluber and Bieber are going. They're both pitching really well. Bieber's pitching awesome right now. Royals, Tigers, puke game, over 7.5 for the total. Greinke's not very good on the road. He's actually been pretty bad. And the Royals have guys that can actually hit against a terrible Tigers staff. I'm going to go Yankees, Jays, over 8. It's Berríos and Tyone. They both stink. They both serve up a ton of homers a game. Cardinals on the money line with Michaelis. Cardinals have good history against Adrian Hauser for the Brewers. Another puke game, White Sox Twins over 7. Lance Lynn is cooked, and the White Sox have good history against Bailey Ober for the Twins. Astros run line against the D-backs with McCullers on the mound. I love Lance McCullers. And it's time. Blake Snell's turning back into a pumpkin tonight against the Dodgers. Dodgers have good history against them. We'll take them on the money line as a pick'em and their team total over 3.5. And the Jake Hassan, just for funsies, home run play of the day. It's Tuesday. It's Luis Arraez, 8-1. No homers in about a month, but he has great history against Lance Lynn, including a homer. It's due. It's Arraez, 8-1.
So I am very much in on Jake's Blake Snell thing because I have a sweat coming down the stretch here with the Padres under and the Brewers over. I need only 4 more Padres wins. They get 5, I'm done. And I need a big week I need the Brewers to go 8-2 down the stretch to hit the over. So I am all in on this week. I'm sweating that last week with a couple over unders there in baseball. Paul, what do you got?
We cannot have the Brewers go 8-2. I've got them to miss the playoffs. They go 8-2. Mm. That is a very scary proposition. So can't get on board with that. I'm just going to go Bron. What? Yeah.
No, they'll make it 8-2. Yeah. You'll be screwed.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. Absolutely. Broncos, under 9.5 wins. You can get that at even money, even though they stuck it out. I don't think that's a tough number to get to for them. I don't think that. I saw some cases like, hey, when Brady changed places, when Peyton changed places, it took them a couple first month was not all that great. I'm not necessarily buying that happens with Russ or Hackett. They escaped with a win. Good for them. That's it.
All right. That's it for today. We're back tomorrow on a Wednesday, our Survivor discussion. A lot of look at week 4, some college as well. You guys have a great day. If you're listening, stay tuned for Jim Rome. If you're watching, stay tuned for the Daily Tip. As always, right here on the BetQL Network.